following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio!
Oh, it's wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch, the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I told you. I told your Trump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
You're
wrong
going the
way.
Wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
And they will roll the clock, and that will be it. And the Aggies have gotten the win. A final score of 52-28. The most total offense given up by South Carolina in school history here on this field.
Johnny who?
Yeah, what? Johnny what?
Who? What?
Johnny Bench.
Kenny.
Oh, wait, he played baseball.
Oh, Johnny Bench.
Now Johnny Bench is up in Cleveland.
Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench.
Kenny Football has taken over at Texas A&M. Look at that. Breaking five records, man, in his first game.
I think who Cleveland needs to draft is their offensive coordinator. I think they made the wrong pick here with Johnny Bench, and they should have gone with the offensive coordinator because clearly that's the ticket.
Well, yeah, it seems like there's some pretty good coaching going on down there at A&M, huh?
Yeah. Well, they have Norv Turner, right? That's their OC up there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So who's their running back? He's going to get 600 carries this year.
Well, they got Ben Tate. You know, he came over from Houston, and then they drafted Terrence West. So they got a couple of good backs there.
They got a new quarterback. Well, I mean, you never know. You never know. I thought about maybe a month ago that they might be able to sneak up and try to bite that division on its butt, because I think that Cincinnati lost all its coaches. Pittsburgh's just kind of teetering around there, and Baltimore, you never know what they're going to give you. I thought maybe they had a chance, but I don't think so anymore. Thank you, ESPN, for showing us all, every single Cleveland Browns moment of preseason so we can realize, scratch that guy off the fantasy football list. Not that guy either. Nope, not that guy.
Terrible, terrible Saturday night, and I'm getting excited to watch a Browns preseason game. What is wrong with me?
Oh, my God! Michael Sam sacked Johnny Bench! The homo sacked Johnny Bench!
Jesus.
That was the ESPN report, by the way, if anybody missed it.
So, congratulations to your Nittany Lions way over there in Ireland.
That's right, man. Way over there in Ireland, avoiding the volcanoes. Did you see that, man? They made the the run off tackle past the Icelandic volcanoes. That was nice.
Yes, yes. Everybody worried, everybody here at Buckeye Nation, oh, no, it's over the season. We might as well not even play the season. Braxton Miller's out. Look, man. This happens every year. I know Braxton makes this a better football team, but every year these great players go away, and it's like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And within 2 weeks, there's a whole new bunch of household names.
Well, I guess household names. You're playing Navy, you know.
I know, but I'm telling you.
7-6 at halftime.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Well, it's his first game. He's a freshman. He was nervous. What do you expect, man? He come out in the second half, tore it up.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's true.
But, yeah, it's Navy. You know, hey, look, we get a much better test next week. Got Virginia Tech in here Saturday. It's a night game, you know, so that's a better test.
Man, pro football starts in 3 days.
It does. It really does.
Can you believe that? Dude, I swear to God, yeah, seriously, it's like waiting on your goddamn Cialis to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. That's it.
Oh, it's here. It's here. It's here. You know, unfortunately, from what I read today, the Giants had some bad news today. The Giants are going to have to go into the season with Eli Manning at quarterback.
I did see that Mario Manningham's out for the year.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. There goes their chances.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham got there and said, who's throwing to me? Oh, damn, man. This is hurting.
Ah! The Giants! the Giants! Skip!
Stephen A. Cialis kicked in.
Right. Yeah, we're going to hear from him coming up. We're going to We're going to talk with Commissioner Roger Goodell about the new domestic violence policy. We're going to have the commissioner on the show today. How about that?
I'll tell you what. With the mood I'm in, depending on what he says, my wife better be freaking making sandwiches. All right, for everybody that's out there, I'm going to make some horrible, awful misogynist jokes today, okay? So just realize they're just jokes meant to shine a light on the situation.
Right, you have to look at it like this. I know it's a podcast, and people, they listen to these things, and they kind of get that radio mentality in their head and what you can and can't say on the radio. But if a stand-up comedian said this stuff, it would be fine. Well, we're doing comedy. We're not doing we're not doing friggin' ESPN football report on ESPN radio here. This is comedy on a podcast, so I don't want to hear about it.
Right. It's friggin' satire. It's meant to make a point about the things we're talking about. Speaking of which, Tom, did you see that dude in the Virginia Tech game that looked like he had a little poop on his pants?
No, I did not. What are you talking about?
Well, there you go. There's the highbrow portion of tonight's comedy efforts. Dude had a little bit of dookie on his pants.
All right, so coming up, Goodell, we're also, hey, Michael Sam was released for showering alone.
Oh, was that the actual reason? I wasn't aware of that. I wish they had that Hard Knocks up there. That would be great.
And Tom Jackson says the NFL wants offense as big as his nostrils. So we're going to get into that as well.
How many passes do you think Peyton Manning could put through his right nostril in a row?
Every one of them. I don't
know. Probably every one of them. Probably 100. It's like throwing at a tire.
But first, you know, since we last spoke, some guys got they got busted, you know, because...
Stay off the weed!
Well, you know, they can't. They can't do it.
No, they can't.
So... Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blount, the Pittsburgh Steelers backfield, you know, they got pulled over with some chick and they had weed, and Le'Veon Bell got a DUI. And
he didn't know that you could get a DUI for weed, and then he tried to say, why would I be smoking weed before the game? We did this 2 hours ago.
I know.
Come on, coach, right? Ain't that the rule? No weed 2 hours before the game?
That's about what it takes for it to wear off, right?
LeGarrette Blount was probably, hey man, no shit, you can smoke it, it's all right. 2 hours before every game. That's what Coach Belichick said, and that's what Coach Gianna said, and that's what every coach I've had since I've been in the NFL and bounced around every year has said.
And besides, my last name is Blount, so it's okay.
I swear, man.
You can't stay off the weed.
Look, man, see, here's the thing.
Duh.
Remember, we've always said, nobody thinks this stuff is illegal anymore, except for the cops. All right? They told, all three of them copped to it when they were in the car. Yeah, that's mine. Oh, yeah, that's mine.
Duh. No.
They don't even realize, what, I can get in trouble for this? Get the hell out of here, really?
Duh.
Well, here's what Herm Edwards had to say.
When you talk about Blount, now he's been in the league now 4 years, or yeah, 4 years on five teams, or five teams in 4 years. That tells me something, because he's a pretty good player. New England, he's not in New England. And I'm going, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, he's not with Bill. All right, now they've researched this more than I have. I'm not talking about his college, the incidents in college. That has nothing to do with anything. I'm talking about the years he's been in the pros. Is this guy a leader? Because if he's the leader and he's leading the wrong way, he's already taken one of my best players. Now, I'm mad at the player, too. Okay? When you think about it, I'm mad at Bell, too, because there's an old story. You know, who's the fool? The fool or the fool that follows the fool?
What?
All right? That's the story. Okay? And so if you follow this guy, you're a bigger fool than him. Now, if he's leader and I find this out later on as I'm researching all this, I'm getting him out of the building.
Right.
He's got to go. Let me tell you a story, Tom. Let me tell you a story. You know, you can eat the potato. You can get your potato, but you can't eat potato in the subway. Right? You can't eat your potato in the subway. You got to wait till you get to the airport.
Duh.
That's a story. Right? That's a story.
Who's the fool? The fool or the fool that follows the fool?
Right. Right. Well, he's right. You know, he's 100% right. I just like afterwards where he has to make sure everybody remembers that. Oh, yeah, that's a story. My grandma told me that one.
Oh, man.
He's right. And you know what? I think driving around in a car with LeGarrette Blount qualifies you as the fool that's following the fool.
Right.
Right. Absolutely. And the Steelers, whoever their general manager is, he must have been in the car, too, because he's stuck with two potheads as his running backs, and he can't even discipline them because he's got nobody else.
Really?
Jeez.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. See what happens when you see what happens? Pittsburgh, you see what happens? I don't know why, but that's what happens.
I don't know what the media, the, you know, ESPN, NFL Network, I don't know what they're all going to talk about all season, because Johnny Manziel's on the bench, so there's nothing there to talk about. And now that Michael Sam has been released by the Rams, that's it, because that's been the only two stories I've heard about for the last 6 weeks.
I hate preseason, dude. I really do. I hate preseason, and this is why, because they make so much out of nothing. We've got a quarterback controversy here in Washington. Didn't you know that?
What?
Because Joe Theismann made a comment on a preseason game.
What are you talking about? Controversy?
What?
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 Really? See, this is how it is. You know what? I bet you everybody everywhere in every city has something going on their team that's just too overdramatic. And if you don't, you're in New England or someplace like that. But yeah, here, Theismann said something about Kirk Cousins, and Jesus Christ, they've turned it into this gigantic, oh, Cousins should be starting, RG3, he's a problem, everything's a problem. It's tiresome.
Well, in Dallas, Jerry never has enough drama, so
he always wants more. He needs to stop taking phone calls. Adrian Peterson calling him up.
You know. What is that? What is going with Adrian Peterson? He's still trying to get Johnny Manziel. I'm like, what is what?
Look, I tell you what, you give me Johnny Bench and you give me AP, and we're heading for the Super Bowl. And that's all there is to it. It's glory hole days after that.
Well, like I said, Michael Sam got cut, and, you know, he says he can play in this league.
I'm very confident that I'll be playing on an NFL roster this fall. I think that I can play in this. I know I can play in this league.
And then they asked Jeff Fisher about it.
Did Michael Sam prove in this preseason that he can play in this league?
I believe he can play in this league, yes. Yeah.
But we don't want him here.
Well, they can't play there. They're overloaded at defensive line. They're terrific at defensive line. That's a tough one to crack. But down Dallas, boy, we'll take that big fight.
Oh,
I'll tell
no.
you what. He's got more. What?
No, no.
Oh, absolutely. Look, you already lost DeMarcus Ware, so there goes your biggest fairy. You need another one.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you what. I think he could play down there.
Probably.
You guys' defense needs some warm bodies, you know.
Yeah, that's what Michael Sam said.
You know, they might even let him shower with everybody down there.
Well, now that's interesting you brought that up, because, like I said, all I hear about on ESPN is Johnny Manziel or Michael Sam, and they got this girl, Josina Anderson.
She's got an incredibly wide mouth, dude. I'm half convinced she's a Muppet. I think there's actually somebody with their hand up her back. Her mouth, I swear, it goes all the way around her ears. Pretty girl, but to be completely shallow about it, I'm on TV, I'm looking at you.
Well, she was evidently, she claimed she was talking to players in St. Louis, and they said that Michael Sam apparently will wait to take his shower. And this I can't even believe this was a report on ESPN, but this is how it went.
Defensive tackle Kendall Langford said that Michael Sam is simply just one of the guys, and he seems to be taking a rookie approach in terms of just listening and learning at his own pace. He said that you can tell he's just trying to feel his way through and perhaps see what guys he can relate to. But another Rams defensive player told me that, quote, Sam is respecting our space, and that from his perspective, he seems to think that Michael Sam is waiting to kind of take a shower as not to make his teammates feel uncomfortable. While Langford and linebacker Alec Ogletree told me that they didn't know that specifically and also weren't tracking that. Now, while Langford told me, listen, I have not been in the shower at the same time as Michael Sam, he said that there definitely could be a million reasons as to why that is. He said he could be doing extra work on the practice field. He could be riding his bike. He could be doing extra cardio. But overall, Langford said he seems to be adjusting to the life in the NFL and the speed of the game.
I can't. He's not even tracking that. Did a player really say? I can't believe that.
No.
I can't believe a player said, well, I'm not tracking his showering habits, you know, and another one is. And I mean, this really, ESPN, we got 32 NFL teams about to start the season, and this is your big report. Really?
Look, man. That's the cleaned up ESPN Josina Smith version, because what really was said was, what? Get the fuck out of here.
Really?
Really? Because, you know, she's walking around the locker room going, hey, have you noticed that he's been showering anywhere near you or near anybody else? Does it look like he's not showering with you? And they're all like, what?
Yeah.
This is an ESPN reporter actually walked around and asked players whether they'll shower with this guy, all the while under the pretense that he's not going to be a distraction. Now, I mean, granted, that probably didn't distract them very much, but Jesus Christ, look at them. They're absolute idiots. Did you see what Chris Long tweeted?
No.
It was the best response. He said, "Dear ESPN, everyone's over it but you." Well, I can't see a reason why Dallas shouldn't take a flyer on him.
Roar!
Oh, he's in Dallas, though. He'd have to say, "Giddy up! Giddy up! Get along, you little doggies!"
Oh, this is so exciting.
Oh, no.
Get along, little doggies. Hey, as a matter of fact, over here on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour Facebook page, somebody actually made a request to hear what Jeff Garcia would have to say about that. So let me see what the hell he said.
But Jeff Garcia's not gay, remember?
No, he's not.
No.
All right, but Chip Underwood wants to know what Rod Puller would think about Michael Sam getting cut and clearing waivers. Then I would guess it would mean that means he's on the market. Woohoo.
Yeah, my name is Rod Puller. Go Niners! Woo! Woo, go Niners!
Hey, the Niners could use a defensive end, right?
Uh-huh.
He'd be pretty popular over there, and they need one because the other one just can't stop smacking his bitch up.
Yeah, Ray McDonald, the defensive lineman for the Niners, you know, he was arrested Sunday and charged with one count of felony domestic violence after he got into this incident at his home in San Jose. Sal Castaneda of KTVU-TV received confirmation from the San Jose Police Department that indicated other 49er players were also at McDonald's home to celebrate his upcoming birthday. So, yeah. Well,
felony.
Okay.
That's the word that snatches me. Felony. Wow. That must have been a hell of a smash.
Yeah. Well, listen. All right. So, we're still getting the details, but, man, these names. Damian Truillo of NBC Bay Area reports that the alleged victim was pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Matt Burrows of the Sacramento Bee provided more information on the arrest, said, when she showed police the bruising on her neck and arms, McDonald was immediately arrested. The other 49ers present were tight end Vernon Davis and defensive end DeMarcus Dobbs. McDonald was booked at 5:30 in the morning in San Jose for inflicting injury on a spouse or cohabitant. According to the Santa Clara Department of Corrections, bail was set at $25,000. And
so what's the new policy?
Well, you know, this happened just days after Commissioner Roger Goodell outlined a more severe punishment for domestic violence arrests because he got criticized for the Ray Rice deal. You know, he only gave Rice the 2-game suspension.
So what is it now? 3 games?
Well, no. it's 6 games for your first offense and a lifetime ban for a second offense.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I guess he heard the complaints.
I guess he did hear the complaints. Man, lifetime ban. That's
now,
a tough one.
I'll give Goodell this. He received a lot of criticism because this all coincided with Josh Gordon getting suspended in Cleveland, you know, when the Ray Rice deal came down, there was also the whole thing about Gordon was going to be suspended for a year.
Right.
So everybody's like, "Oh, you smoke weed and you get a 1-year suspension, but you knock your wife out and you only get a 2-game suspension. This is ridiculous." Well, because most people don't realize that this was Josh Gordon's 4th offense.
Well, not only that, but like I said, that was something that the players' union negotiated. That was what they agreed upon would be the punishment for a 4th offense. So in this kind of situation, what happened with Ray Rice has nothing to do with what happened to Josh Gordon.
Exactly.
Nothing whatsoever. So They've corrected the problem.
A lot of people didn't realize, you know, that Josh Gordon had already been in trouble 3 times before this.
I bet you LeGarrette Blount knew.
I bet he did too.
No, man, it's cool. You can get caught 5 times. You all right?
I don't know, man. There's so much crap. You know, I every day it seems like I look at, you know, the league, you know, Newswire, whatever, I'm reading about stuff going on, and it seems like every day somebody, whether I've even heard of the player or not, somebody's getting suspended for something. Seems every day.
Right. Well, they're leading up to the season, you know. they're leading up to the season, so they got to get all their suspensions in before everything starts. They suspended Brandon Merriweather for playing football. Can you believe that?
I saw that, and it was upheld. I saw he tried to appeal, and it was upheld. How long is he out? Two games?
Yeah, you know, same as knocking out your wife, I guess. But the thing was, you know, they can say all they want about how he led with the crown of his helmet, and he did this and he did that. Man, it's another one of those situations where it's incidental contact. Every living thing on planet Earth that has a head, when you get ready to hit it, will pull its head in. Every living thing on planet Earth pulls its head in and lowers it.
Wow.
So, you know. You can't play defense anymore.
Well, you know what? Maybe we should talk to Roger Goodell.
Let's do that.
We'll find out, and we'll get into all of this with him. We got so much here to talk about, the domestic violence, the weed, and what they're doing there. I don't know, man. Something's weird. Something's just weird. He's just cracking down on everybody.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything that makes life great.
Hello, you've reached the commissioner's office.
Ah, is this
I'm not in right now. Please leave a message after the meeting. I got you. I do that crap all the time. You know, it drives the agents crazy. They call up trying to appeal their suspensions, and they get that.
So this is Commissioner Goodell?
Absolutely. What can I do for you?
Well, this is John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour.
Denied. Suspension upheld.
What?
I just love doing that.
All right. Well, we're not trying to appeal any suspensions here today, Commissioner.
Oh. Okay. Sorry, then. I lost myself in the moment, you understand?
So tell me, first off, about your new domestic violence policy.
Well, we're cracking down on those people that like to crack up on their bitches. That's what we're doing. We're making sure that nobody's going to be smacking their women around, and we're empowering our female fans. Because, you know, we've got warehouses full of these stupid pink jerseys and everything. We've devoted a whole frickin' month to it, and barely anybody buys any. So, we're appealing to your girlfriends. We're appealing to your wives. You've got power now, especially you girls that are going out with an NFL player. Because once he smacks you once, after that, you can say anything, and he has to do exactly what you say. Otherwise, career's over. Career's over. That's the way it is. I'm not putting up with this stuff anymore. You smack your wife around, I'm going to smack you around. And that means you, buddy.
Well, would you have implemented this policy if you hadn't received so much criticism about the Ray Rice suspension?
Well, you know what I always say, Thomas, it only takes one to show you the error of your ways. And, of course, we here in the NFL, we court a certain audience, and we have a certain brand of player who, while on the field is usually an unbridled psychopath, is expected to carry himself with casual demeanor off the field. And we never expected anyone to smash their bitch's head into the side of an elevator door and knock them unconscious. So we had to act. We found out the flaw in our system. And you know what I think it is, Tom? It's this black hip-hop culture.
What?
That's what it is. We're going to stop it, Tom. We're going to eradicate it. We're going to stamp it out.
Wait a minute. Is that why they can't smoke weed?
That's right. I listen to it all the time, Tom. I'm hip. Let me tell you something. Down in the inner city, they call me Uncle Roger. They know me.
What?
That's right. They smoke marijuana. They smack up bitches. And they're busting caps in people all the time. I'm not going to have it here in the NFL.
Oh.
Now you can take a quarterback's knee and twist it around his head. And you can bust a rib right through the heart of a tight end, cross it across the middle. But not with the crown of your helmet, and not after you've smoked a joint. I won't have it.
Well, I don't know, Commissioner. It sounds like you're walking a very fine line here, almost as if you're trying to get black people out of the league.
No. Don't be silly, Tom. Don't be silly. And don't you anywhere out there listen to that little bit of inference. That's absolutely not the case. We're not trying to get black people out of the league. For crying out loud, we've got a sports league here. We need black people. This is not ice hockey.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Let's be clear about that.
All right.
So, what we're trying to do is make them seem more like white people.
What? Wait a minute. You can't. Why?
You have to think about it from our perspective, Tom. White people make up 88% of all jersey buyers. Black people make up 9%, and the rest of them, who cares? Okay. However, we can't have the smaller percentage, however large they are in the NFL, scaring the hell out of our audience. They can be big. They can be mean. They can be borderline felonious on the football field. But God damn it, when you're off the field, you better act with some decorum, buddy. You better be Beaver Cleaver, and that's all there is to it.
Well, what do you have other things planned as well?
Well, we're looking at fried chicken. We're looking at barbecued ribs. We're trying to get rid of those things.
Chitlins are going to go. What is wrong with chicken? I like barbecued chicken.
Well, Tom, perhaps that's why there's potential drive-by activity near your house.
Oh, for God's sake.
We're not going to have it, Tom. Anybody that complains about anything has power. Do you understand that? We're cleaning up this league. Before I'm done, the only pregame meal is going to be a jar of mayonnaise and plastic spoons.
All right. All right. So what about this name Redskins? Where are you at on that?
Well, again, Native Americans make up less than 1% of Jersey buyers. So fuck them. I mean, we're listening, and we're feeling very, we believe it's up to Dan Snyder.
So at the end of the day, it's really just all about money.
God bless America, Tom. God bless America.
My God, Tom, do you believe this? This is the way the world's going.
He's a racist, John.
He's a one percenter is what he is.
That's it. Yes, he's a one percenter. I bet he's a member of the Bilderberg group.
Oh, I'm sure he is. He's probably Bilderberg number two.
Right?
Uncle Roger.
Did you, Uncle Roger? I couldn't believe he said they're trying to get him to behave more like white people. What? Are you kidding me? All right. Well, we got a lot more on the name Redskins, and I know we've talked about it at length, but wait till you hear Stephen A. and Chris Cooley get into it over the name Redskins. That's coming up next.
Bang, 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 bang. Bang.
I don't want to work. I don't want to bang. I'll be trouble.
Football!
I don't want to play. I just want to bang.
Okay, now, ladies, you ready to talk about football?
See, he can't hate football, okay? He can hate Brussels sprouts, but he can't hate football.
I think it's safe to say that all these fans came out here to watch a game of football.
Real old-fashioned guts.
But God doesn't play soccer. He plays football.
Football!
What's a dead guy doing watching a football game?
Hi, I'm Jerry Jones. If you're like me, you can't get enough football. Of course, if you were like me, you'd have an owner's box, a field pass, and a 12-person hot tub shaped like Texas Stadium. That's right. I love football.
Football time again. I just can't wait. It's football time again. My wife I love gets mad when I drink with my friends. So glad that it's football time again.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
You ever have like a family reunion holiday things? You go to one of your aunt's house. She's invited everybody you ever knew in your whole life to eat dinner. So all the women have to go into the kitchen to cook. Right? There's one woman cooking. Rest of them are just acting like they're cooking. And the guys have to go into the living room to watch football. Half of them don't know anything about football. They're coaching today. That boy right there sucks. Now he sucks. Well, why don't they put old Johnny Unitas in the ball game? Oh, he ain't playing this year? Well, I ain't kept up with it this year. Yeah, Uncle Fred got a new thing called helmets now, which is catching on. Helmet, they got a bunch of sissies out there playing ball now. I got my skull fractured 14 times playing ball. Well, maybe that's why you talk like you do.
It's football time. Once again, it's on.
Hey, this is Frank Caliendo, along with George W. Bush,
John Ben,
and Al Pacino. And you're listening to John and Tom
on the Bang Radio Hour. Whoa! Oh, I just ate myself.
Research and looked into it. Certainly there are people on both sides who feel strongly about it. I know that if you want to take a minute and go to RedskinsFacts.com, learn more about the name, learn more about the history of the Washington Redskins and how it came about. It's a great place to get some facts and understand what's going on. Through my experiences, the places I've been, New Mexico and different places like that, I've had a lot of Native Americans come up to me and say they would not like to see the name change. This is my own personal experience with people that I've had a chance to see and talk to.
You know, we played this clip on the last show of Joe Theismann talking about this, and this is such a perfect example of how anybody can take statistics and twist it to fit their argument, because you hear this. You know, we played Skip Bayless and Stephen A. debating this topic, and of course, you know, Skip admitted he hadn't done any research. He just, you know, he grew up in Indian Territory, and he wanted to be an Indian growing up as a little boy, and he loved Lake Cowboys and Indians, and that's all he cared about.
He just wanted to put paint on his face, and we all know it.
Right, right. And, you know, so Stephen A. and Chris Cooley debate this on ESPN2's First Take, and Skip's there, and they go to him, and Skip basically said the same crap he said before, you know, about, well, I grew up here, and I love the Indian culture, and blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. But Chris Cooley... Like Joe Theismann, Chris Cooley actually went out and spoke to thousands of people, went to many, many different tribes and talked to a bunch of people.
Right.
And he came with his own results. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. You know, I can go out and survey and survey and survey and survey if I happen to get lucky and make the right survey where I find the majority of the Indian people.
Right.
Against it, well, then now I've got an argument. Oh, no, look, you got to change the name. Blah, blah, blah.
You know, they've never done that, though. They've never found that survey. That's never been conducted that ever found anybody in that kind of a majority that ever said that they were against the name in any way, shape, or form.
Well, now Stephen A. says otherwise this time around. Now, Stephen
I'd love to see it.
Stephen A., first off, he's going to ask Chris Cooley about the support for the name from everybody in and around the Redskins organization, the fans, the players, you know, the ownership, obviously, Daniel Snyder. So here's how Stephen A. Gets into that with Chris Cooley.
You're talking about folks hanging up Confederate flags and things of that nature and how they support Daniel Snyder and they're not interested in changing anything about the Redskins name or what have you. How comfortable, knowing some of the issues that exist within the state of Virginia, hearing about the support that that segment of our populace gives to the local Redskins, how comfortable are you all, people like yourself and others who support Daniel Snyder and not changing the team's name, how comfortable are y'all with that level of support coming from them, some folks, a few folks, who don't appear to have any kind of sensitivity whatsoever to the plight of Native Americans on this issue?
Now, before Cooley answers that, I just like that Stephen A. automatically said that these people have, you know, no sensitivity.
Right. But they're going to support the Jewish guy.
Right.
Get the hell out of here, Stephen A. Your argument's already full of holes.
All right. So here's how Cooley responds.
As a team, we don't pick who we have as fans. We don't look out and say, there's a Confederate flag. Let's go after this guy to say support the name. I think that's as insensitive as anything else to say that, yeah, well, these people have this belief that it's fine. So look at them. They're wrong. I look more in the name right now as what's going on to, let's say, the Wilpinit Redskins in eastern Washington, a high school on a reservation with over 90% Native Americans that in June voted as a high school in the midst of controversy to keep the name Redskins for their Native American high school.
Now, that's pretty interesting.
We've heard that plenty of times. There's lots of them like that.
I know. And man, you know, here's a high school team with the name, with the same name, and they are Indians.
Dude, if there's anything that we have been taught by what happened to the Native American when the white man pushed west. It is that they have no idea what's fucking good for them, and we will show them whether they like it or not.
Oh, my God.
So, you know.
All right, let's hear more from Cooley.
I look at people that I actually talk to that care, because I don't care, to be honest with you, how many white people who have never met or black people who have never met a Native American in the D.C. area say it is or it isn't racist. I think it's lazy. I think it's a joke. I think it's a political issue where we live. And I think it's a bigger issue when you actually talk to Native Americans when they say, this is what I believe. I don't really care what Confederate Flag Joe says or doesn't say in D.C.
Confederate Flag Joe, I love it. Yeah. You mean the outraged white people, John?
Hey, man, look, I'm going to give a shout-out to Confederate Flag Joe because he is a listener. So way to go, Joe. You made ESPN. Way to go.
Look, Chris Cooley's talking about you.
And, you know, Stephen A. Smith, I'm a Redskins fan, and I don't think they should change the name. And Stephen A. Smith basically inferred that I was like one of these fucking people because, you know, that I tacitly support them because I believe this. I believe the Redskins' name should change, but I have entirely different reasons than they do. And even if they like the football team and I like the football team, does that make us the same? No, not at all.
Because he can form his own opinion. And I don't care what anyone in the journalist world says, because if I'm, a reporter, and I say I believe it should stay, then I'm called a racist. And yeah. I think that's insensitive. So people make choices as to not be called racist, to not be called insensitive, and just say, look, maybe it can change. That's the laziest answer of all time. I don't really care about the name, but maybe it's going to change. What are you talking about? You've said the name. Mike Wise has said the name Redskins for 30 years. So he's saying for the last 30 years he was insensitive, that he was bigoted towards the name. All of you guys have said the name Redskins for 30 years, and now all of a sudden you have an epiphany because 500 people
in our
country
Hold it. Now I got to stop you right there because you went too far.
Wait.
Now I got to stop you right there.
All right. What do you got to say, Stephen?
I get where you're coming from. But don't sit here and denigrate people within this profession or people who have a different opinion, because the impetus and the nucleus of their opinion, Chris, is the fact that a segment of our population appears to be offended. We know that we're not Native Americans.
Oh, they appear.
They appear.
And, of course, you know, Skip chimed in again with, if one person is offended, well, then we need to change the name.
They appear to be offended, Tom. I saw a picture on the internet.
And he looked offended.
The person had a sign, said, Redskins' name must change. It's got to change.
I can't believe it.
And until that name changes, I'm going to have to keep going over to my sister's house to console her.
He had no problem saying Redskins, but it was when it was brought to the attention of the public at large that there are Native Americans out there who feel it's racist. That's when people stood up. Whether it's Mike Wise, whether it's Wilbon, whether it's anybody else that you want to point to within our profession. Now, I understand your point of view, and I get that point, but at the same time, it's wrong for you to be denigrating people you now call your colleagues and calling them lazy and all of this other stuff because they have an opinion based on yours. I didn't hear anybody calling Chris Cooley or anybody who thinks like Chris Cooley racist because he thinks otherwise. What I heard was there are Native Americans out there who are saying this is racist, and you have people like myself and Skip and others who acknowledge we're not Native Americans. They are, and if they're offended, then it's something that we need to pay attention to. There's no crime in that.
Oh, my God. You know, look, there is always, always going to be somebody offended by something. You know, and I'd heard this already, and I can't remember if it's in the next clip or not, but just in case it isn't, even Chris Cooley said that the American Cancer Society only has a 97% approval rating. So 3% of the people are against the American Cancer Society.
Dude, the greatest line ever uttered on First Take, Cooley said, was that Santa Claus has an 82% approval rating.
Right! Come on! And people are offended by Santa Claus. There are people offended by Santa. Hey, I got news for you. There are people extremely offended by the image of Jesus Christ being a blonde-haired white man.
Hey, you know what? People think that that airplanes above them in the sky are dropping chemicals out to make them stupid. So no more air travel if we're going to appease all the idiots that are out there.
I tell you what, John.
You know, people that are genuinely offended, I'm not calling them idiots. But let's take a poll.
Hey, find look, out. There is a lot of stupid people out there, so that one might be true.
That's true. I call it the Kardashian culture, man. They go with what the headline says so they can put their little Facebook thumb up, and that makes them activists.
I am offended.
No, you're not. You never even fucking thought about it, you stupid bimbo. All right? You thought about it for 5 seconds.
Oh, that's great.
It's ridiculous. Bob Costas should apologize for the rest of his life for having offended so many for so long.
There was a comedian on America's Got Talent, and he didn't win it, but they brought him back to do some stand-up. The guy's hilarious, and I can't even remember his name off the top of my head, but he goes, yeah, I'm a loser on a reality show. I guess that makes me a Kardashian.
I saw a picture of her, dude. Her ass looks like she's got half a centaur sticking out the back end of her. She's got a horse's ass. I'm not kidding. I can't understand how people look at that and go, oh, yeah, wow, deformity. Yum.
Oh, I could care less. You know, I just found out the other day, you know, they named their kid North.
Right.
So the kid's name is Northwest. But I just found out the other day that it's a girl.
Really?
I didn't know that. So that makes it even worse. The girl's name is North. I mean, if you're going to call somebody North, I'm thinking that's at least a guy's name, right? Isn't it? Or maybe it doesn't matter.
Well, Kanye West calls her Noff.
Oh.
So... you know, she does. She's going to grow up confused.
Anyway,
you know.
That's it. And I don't ever want to talk about the Kardashians on this show again.
No, but see, it's their fault, man. It's partially their fault that people are the way that they are. You know, that they go for the instant gratification. They don't think about anything.
Absolutely. Stuff like that, man, is what, and you know, like Jersey Shore.
Right.
Just, you know, I'm telling you, I've said it on this show before. Watch the movie Idiocracy. The movie.
You know,
watch that movie, because that is becoming a reality in this world,
dude. The internet, as much as I love it, has really contributed greatly to our downfall. Because evil people that have really that can twist you around, they looked at it and they said, "Hey, look, people care about porn and are stupid," and that's it. That's pretty much all they needed to know.
Yep. Yep.
And oh well. So you know what? Let's enjoy it, man. Remember this: whenever you flush the toilet and you see that bug that's in there, and it starts at the outside edge and he goes down. As he goes down, it gets faster and faster and faster. And you pay to go to carnivals to do that shit. So enjoy the ride. That's who we are. We're the bug. We're floating down, man. We're in the whirlpool.
All right. Well, now Stephen A. asked Cooley, "What's it gonna hurt to change the name?
If the Redskins change their name, what harm would it do?"
It would harm the legacy of everyone that's ever been a part of the Redskins. What do you call Sonny Jurgensen? What is Sammy Baugh? When Doug Williams wears his Super Bowl ring that says Redskins, is he now a racist because he's wearing a racist term on his finger? Are you going to call Gary Clark
racist
because he's proud to be a Washington Redskins?
I haven't heard anybody sit there and say the Hogs, Joe Theismann, Art Monk, Daryl Green, or anybody else would be racist. Just because they played for the Redskins, and as a result of that, you know, if they support the name remaining the same, that's who they are. The argument is that some folks from the Native American community find this highly offensive. People like Skip and myself, the belief is if somebody like that finds it offensive, then since we're not Native Americans, they are, and they're the ones who find it offensive, the name, you might need to consider changing the name. Now, whether you agree or disagree with it, that doesn't mean that anybody has tried to impugn the integrity of the Redskins organization. As a matter of fact, I've been on the record saying, look, I can't fault Daniel Snyder. The Redskins name existed long before he bought the team. It's now worth over $2 billion. It's a moneymaker. He's a businessman. If he doesn't want to change it, there are some people that's going to understand it. There's some people that's not. But you don't sit there and look at former players and think anything negative about them just because they support the name remaining the same. And I think it's wrong for you to give the impression that that's what people are trying to say about any players, including yourself.
It's not only...
That was back before we discovered that we was offended.
The response from Chris Cooley to that comment is this is the best, and it shuts them up so bad. Stephen A. finally is speechless. He's finally speechless. He can't say anything. This is so great. Listen to this.
About the players, it's a bigger issue than that. But if, in fact, the name were to be changed, that means it's an admission of it being a derogatory term. And so if any of those players were to wear Redskins across their shirt, they are currently wearing a derogatory term.
Right.
Which, in fact, makes them at least insensitive.
And right. And this goes back to what we always say, John. Never apologize.
Right. Look,
never apologize, because he just said it. As soon as you change the name, you're admitting guilt.
Yep. That's the rule of thumb, man. That's how this world operates. You better get used to it. Really, when we talk about the swirl of the toilet that we're all flowing down, that, the ability to not apologize for anything, is the turd you can grab onto for some stability. That's what it is. My T-shirt drawer has such a newly offended smell, it's not even funny, man. I'm hoping Yankee Candle makes, you know, some newly offended candle scents for this Christmas or something like that.
All right, well, now Cooley's going to continue. This is so good.
I don't see how there's any other way around that. If the name were actually to be changed, it's an admission of guilt of a derogatory term, which the team doesn't believe. This is an immensely proud people. They're proud of their culture. They're proud of their heritage. They're not afraid of who they are. They struggle to live at the ends of our country. They're given lands in God knows where. They have a hard life. And we just want to pass it off. Okay, we'll put a lot of money into our government and into saying politically we'll change this name. And that's where we'll spend our dollars. But we won't actually go 4 hours out of our way in Idaho to spend money on their reservation and address that these people exist and that these people have needs, more importantly than saying the name of a football team.
Chris Cooley, thank you for joining us.
Wow, man. Do you believe that? Just silence. Just silence. And she had to just say, Chris Cooley, thanks for joining us. Because they had nothing to say. What are they going to say to that? That is so great.
Why don't they just ask them if they really are offended instead of letting this small group of people just bully them all through it? That, you know, it's the thing is, the season's about to start, and I think that they're going to try to distract the team with it, which pisses me off. By the way, I always think about that clip that you play at Thanksgiving about the uncle that hasn't watched football in 10 years sitting down to watch the game asking if Johnny Unitas is playing.
Right.
Right, right. Okay, the people that say, you know, Tom, they ought to just change the offensive part and stop calling it Washington. That one, and the people that go, you should just put a potato on the side of your helmet. You are that guy, all right? Shut the hell up. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Too good.
Yeah. So, you know what? The Redskins aren't going to change their name. And if they do, you know what? Dan Snyder said the other day that they were drawing up plans. They were beginning the stages to build a new stadium. What's going to happen? Here's my prediction here. In 2014, on September the 1st, the Redskins will get a lot of money, all right, from the state and from the NFL to build the stadium for the concession of changing the name. And then he will be able to turn around and say, you know, I didn't want to change the name, but they made me such a great offer, and it'll be such a great fan experience that I did it for you, the fan. And he'll be able to get out of a PR nightmare that will last the rest of his life and get a little bit of egg off his face.
So you think the name will eventually get changed?
Dude, have you ever seen any kind of crusade ever stop? I don't know that it would, you know, he could probably fight it for the rest of his life, but that will be the rest of his life. And at some point, the NFL owners are going to get tired of hearing it, especially if they keep up this kind of buzz and attention on the thing. So, and the way that they can affect it is this. You can't take away sponsors. If FedEx said, oh, we're not going to sponsor you, another sponsor is going to step right up, right? Oh, you know, sure, we will. We love the NFL. However, if Adidas said to RG3, look, I don't want you to sign that extension. We find this name offensive. And RG3 goes, this hurts my bottom line. And other free agents go, playing for them is going to hurt my bottom line. That is where you're going to fucking find a problem. And now that I've told them, shit, I've let the cat out of the bag.
All right, man. Yeah, you have a point. No doubt.
All right. So, you know, I get tired of talking about it, man. The Redskins are going to go down to Houston and kick their ass.
Oh, is that right? Is that what they're going
to
do?
They're going to go down to Houston and kick some ass. By the way, you know who threw more offended crap on the Native Americans than Dan Snyder and the Washington Redskins? People that live in Houston and are from Texas, because they moved in and took all the land. and then renamed their city after the guy that did it. So, but you know what? We're not going to talk about that sort of thing. So, we're just going to go down there and kick their ass, because I don't even know who their quarterback is. But
you think so? It's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, that's right. Ryan Fitzpatrick, the Harvard horror.
Mm-hmm.
The horror from Harvard.
Your biggest concern, your biggest concern is not Ryan Fitzpatrick. He can manage the game. He can manage the game just fine. Your biggest concern is Jadeveon Clowney, J.J. Watt, and Brian Cushing. Those guys, I'm telling you what, this Houston defense is going to be nasty this year, man. Jadeveon Clowney is ridiculous. This guy, Clowney, I watch this guy's motor, man, and I understand why he's the number one pick in the draft.
I get it. Based on what I saw on ESPN, he's real good at smashing a guy when nobody blocks him.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we're going to have our hands full with that, but we got a running game. That I know. We got somebody that can smash the ball right back up their nose.
And evidently, you think they got a hell of a defense since that's who you drafted in fantasy, albeit it was the last pick in the draft.
Right. I just went, you know what, I got to go one homer pick, and I went for him. I went for the Redskins defense, because screw it. What the hell, man? Why not? Who cares? All the other good defenses are already off the board. Somebody took the Rams, so all my jokes were gone. So I said, the hell with it. I'll take the Redskins. See what happens.
Oh. Well, yeah, I mean, if you wait till the last round to draft your defense, all the good defenses are going to be off the board.
Dude, with my wide receivers, I'm not going to need a defense.
Your
Holy
wide
crap.
Receivers, please. You know, I got Calvin Johnson, Demaryius Thomas, T.Y. Hilton. You got wide receivers, huh?
I got Julio Jones, Fitzgerald, and I can't remember my other guy that I got there. My second pick in the draft I took was another wide receiver. I can't remember who it was. I'll take a peek here while you prepare the next segment of the show.
Well, since we're on the fantasy topic, I just wanted to tell you about this. I thought this was really cool. It was a Giant. It was a New York Giant. Did a really cool thing, John. I'm sorry, but it happened.
All right, I guess so.
Rashad Jennings.
Okay.
All right. New York City, there was a sports bar. These guys were having their NFL, their fantasy draft. And Rashad Jennings walks in and crashes the draft.
Oh, that's cool.
It is. He surprised this group. And he's in there and he's campaigning for them to pick him and telling them how much he's going to make them happy that they did. And he's trying to convince them what a fantasy stud he's going to be for them. And he finally got the guy. He went through the second and third round. Every time a guy was up, he goes to him and he's trying to convince him to take him. Finally, the guy with the first pick in the fourth round took him.
You know what? That's probably something they did for NFL Network. You'll probably see some commercial.
I don't think so. If you want, you can watch the video. You can watch this happen. It was on it's on Bleacher Report. If you go to the Bleacher Report website, they've got the video there. You got to watch it. Very entertaining. It was really cool. If it was all fake, they did a really good job, and it was still entertaining. So
that's cool.
I love when players do anything that show support for fantasy football because it's real. Because they don't have the TV ratings that they have these days without fantasy football. I don't care.
They wanted to do it with Eli Manning, but he showed up at some accountant's office down the road. He sat there with his face all screwed up. And another thing that happened before they had to do it in two takes, because the first time that Jennings tried to get through the door, he had his offensive line in front of him. He got stuffed.
Hang down.
He couldn't get in.
Duly, hang down your head and cry.
Right. Well, all right. Just for the record, my wide receivers are Randall Cobb, Larry Fitzgerald, and Julio Jones.
Cobb,
bang!
That's
enough
one.
Points to make up for my Redskins defense.
Cobb was the other one. That's right.
Yeah, he was one of my keepers.
Yeah.
One of my keepers.
Yeah, you got good receivers.
I've got Drew Brees at quarterback, and I've got Phillip Rivers for the 1 week he's off. And you know why I took Rivers? You know why I took Rivers? Not because he was the best player on the board, but because the 1 week that I have Brees off, Rivers plays the Raiders. Kabang!
Oh, there you go. That's a good
move. Yeah,
boy. That's a good move. All right. Tom Jackson was talking about preseason. You know, there was, of course, everybody's been talking about all the penalty flags in the preseason.
You know what's fun? If you can undock your picture-in-picture, put it in Tom Jackson's nose. put it on like the Learning Channel or something when they're going through the jungle, you know, and put it in Tom Jackson's nostril.
Well, here's what Tom Jackson says he took away from the preseason.
My main takeaway from the preseason has been that with all the flags, and I've got a disagreement with most people that I've heard on, is that they're calling all of these calls on illegal contact with receivers, and it's it's going to stop when the season starts. I don't believe that. I think it's going to continue when the season starts. And I think it's going to continue for a while until they drive that point home. It's another effort, and I don't look at it necessarily as a negative, but it is another effort to open up the game of football and open it up so that these great offenses have a chance to really be great.
Okay, but he doesn't necessarily look at it as a negative, he says. He sure sounds negative about it to me.
Why? How could he ever look back on his life as a linebacker and say such a thing?
Article 13, Section 3, Line B.
Right.
Dude, it makes me so sick. They're just sitting there admitting that, you know what, we want to see Peyton Manning win a Super Bowl. We're tired of watching defense win big games. We're tired of football.
Hold on. He didn't actually say that. He doesn't. He's just telling you what he believes the league's trying to do. Let him finish.
I think that the league and the rules committee watched the Super Bowl just like I did. They watched the highest scoring offense in the history of football be held to 8 points.
Right.
And went back to the drawing board and said, hey, let's figure out a way that great offenses can be great. You know, that if Tom Brady and the New England Patriots get into the Super Bowl, let's make sure that he has a chance to be great, not be held to 14 or 17, which is what happened to him the last couple of times. Let's make sure that these teams, you know, and then Denver gets held to 8. Let's make sure that these teams actually have a chance to do what they've done all year when they get to a Super Bowl.
That is unbelievable. Now, that's a hell of an accusation.
So when Peyton Manning's center snaps the ball over his freaking noggin into the end zone on the first play of the fucking game, what are they going to do? Say, oh, wait, do-over.
Can you imagine?
NFL do-over. Why did the Giants, I hate the Giants, but why did they win those Super Bowls? Was it because of Eli's one big play and Stupid Head's freaking sticky head catch? No, it was because their defensive line beat the crap out of Tom Brady, right?
Yeah, and then Jan Jackson saying they're going to stop that.
Oh, God, this is, Jesus, my God, he's just sitting here saying, we don't want football anymore. We don't want football anymore.
Well, he's saying they don't. I mean, keep in mind, he's saying the league and the front office of the league, not him.
Well, because they think that we want to see that crap. I heard people on the day, Richard Sherman said the other day that he thinks that the entire reason that they're doing this with all these rules and everything like that, because of the points, is because that more people get involved with the NFL because of fantasy football. People that are casual fans become much more involved because of fantasy football, which requires lots of points.
Well, that's what I said. I absolutely. They do not have the TV ratings without fantasy football.
Oh, they still do. They still do. Fantasy's been around for a long time, but when did it really explode? Like within the last, I'd say since 2000, when the internet high speed really became something that everybody had access to, and everybody could play online, boom. Right?
Yeah, and I think I've said it before. I mean, I started playing fantasy football in 1991. I started running my own league in 1993. This is actually the 21st year of my league that you're in. You haven't been in it that long, obviously, but this is the 21st year for it. And, you know, back when it first started, I got all my stats out of the newspaper. I had to do everything by hand and add everything up. And I used to type a newsletter, and I'd send the standings and the stats and the scoring and the newsletter. I would mail every week. I would mail that to everybody. I would mail a copy to everybody in the league through the mail with a stamp.
Yep, me too. I did the same damn thing every Monday, first thing out. Go get the USA Today and sit here and try to calculate everything.
And now you don't have to do anything.
And nobody appreciated any of it.
Now it's just, you just get online and click, 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 and you're in and you're playing in 15 different leagues.
But do we think the NFL's changing the game to accommodate that? Because that happened whether the NFL, nobody's going to say, you know, Peyton Manning got his ass kicked in the Super Bowl. I'm not playing fantasy this year. They're not. Nobody's doing
that. Right, because that was one game. Because look at all the people who had Peyton. Everybody's fantasy league was over by the Super Bowl. You know, you get the fantasy leagues are done in the regular season. And I still love the game of football. I mean, I'll watch every game whether I got a player in there or not. But that's me as a fan. But like you said, there are some other, you know, so pseudo fans that really wouldn't be that into it if it weren't for fantasy football. I know people like that.
Well, there's a lot of casual fans, and there always has been.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's a lot of us that made the game as popular as it is without them. And, I mean, look, even if you tone back and let these guys hit, if you let them play football, and we're not talking about, okay, you can't score points or anything like that, but if you let them play football and let them actually play football, then the people that are casual fans that come in for fantasy, they're still going to get their 40, 50 points, all right? And then they're going to get to see some wide receiver get crushed going over the middle and go, woo! Instead of watching little Wes Welker crack out on Aqib Talib last year. Ooh! Right? Because Talib can't hit him, but Welker can, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to let them play football at some point. They're taking it away. And by saying that they want to see Peyton Manning and Tom Brady have a chance, the things that gave Tom Brady and that got him beat in the last couple of Super Bowls and the things that got Peyton Manning beat in this Super Bowl, you can't legislate them out of the game. Well, I guess unless you're Peyton Manning, because every time Peyton Manning gets his ass kicked in a big fucking game, they change the goddamn rules, you big panty waste.
Same with Brady, you know, and I don't blame Manning for that. He's not asking for rule changes. He's going out and playing the game. What they do, you know, themselves has nothing to do with him, so I don't blame him. But, you know, look, I listened to it all year on ESPN. Well, this is a quarterback-driven league now, and the old saying that defense wins championship is no longer true. Well, I watched it. I watched the best defense in the league hold the best offense in the league to 8 points and win the championship.
Look, let's face it, not just the game of the championship itself. Seattle whipped the crap out of teams on defense all year long.
Yeah.
All right. Defense, look, you've heard me say this before millions of times, and it's true. In football, defense rules. Defense does what it does, and then offense must adapt to get around what defense does, and then defense recognizes and changes, and then offense must innovate again. Defense always catches up.
Yep.
Unless you legislate it out of the game.
Which is what they're doing.
Unless you make it to the point where what we're going to have now, like we're going to start to see it, man, because with what happened to Brandon Merriweather and some other guys, man, it's $15,000 to get anywhere close to guys' head. So, you know, go down where his knees are. No fouls there.
Unless you're the quarterback.
It's not going to be it's a financial decision. I'm sorry about your career there. And then they're going to see that happen, and they're going to say, well, you know what? I wonder, do people playing fantasy football like to have their star players put out for the season?
Well, they've already done that. You remember when Tom Brady got hurt? Now you're not allowed to go low on the quarterback.
Yep, not allowed to go low on the quarterback. You got to get up off the ground and all that kind of stuff like that. But seriously, receiver going across the middle, just anything that happens to any of these but guys that score points for anything, they're going to legislate it away.
I still think it's funny that, you know, first it happened to Carson Palmer in the playoffs against the Steelers
right.
when he went low, and it was perfectly legal hit. I had no problem with it. I know Bengal fans will still whine about it to this day, right. but they took Palmer out because they went low. Nothing was said. Nothing was done. You know, Bengal fans were screaming bloody murder about it. But when it happened to Tom Brady, oh, now we have to implement a new rule.
But didn't it happen to Tom Brady, like, within the first quarter of the very next season? I think it happened
next
season.
Yeah, the very
first
game. That
was a playoff game that happened when Van Olhoffen got Palmer. And right. then the first quarter, Brady got put out by that dude for the Chiefs. I can't remember who he was.
Very first game, yeah. And that's when Castle took over, and they still went 11-5.
And missed the playoffs! Anyway.
Amazing.
Now we've gone down memory lane. I'm revving up Buszilla, by the way. I'm going to be watching those Cowboys, man. I'm telling you what. We got that going on. We got Jerry Jones calling up Adrian Peterson, or having Adrian Peterson call him.
Which I don't even understand it, because that's tampering.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm telling you what, man. When you're taking out the head of officiating on the party bus, that's not.
Vroom, 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 vroom. All right.
Starting that bad boy up.
Let's actually talk about some football. Not all this Redskins name and domestic violence and a rule and all. Let's talk about who's going to do what in football this year. Obviously, the Dallas Cowboys are not going to do anything. So,
well, they're going to try, dude. They took the dude down on the bus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Buszilla.
Yeah. Dallas is probably going to be what Dallas is, 8-8. They are who we thought they were.
Who is their second receiver?
Season. Huh?
Who is the second receiver? I don't even
Terrence
know.
Terrence Williams.
Who?
Terrence Williams.
Terrence Williams.
Yeah, he was their first round, or he was their third round pick last year. He had a great season as a rookie.
Just trying to look him up here. Maybe he's under Joe Blow. That's where I've got him listed.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, he's the guy that the ball almost gets to when Romo throws a lot of interceptions. That's right. I see him. His number is behind the defensive back who's cutting in front of the ball.
All right. Well, let's start with the AFC. I know it's I'm definitely not going out on a limb here, but I saw the two best teams in the conference last year got better on defense, much better, in fact, in Denver on defense. Mm-hmm. So I like Denver and New England in the AFC championship game again, and I think Denver will win that because I think it'll be in Denver.
All right. Well, you know what? I don't see any reason to go against that other than the fact that I'm tired of picking New England to do anything. And you know what happens, Tom, is once he gets in those big games, defense does something and they have to change the rules. So I'm going to go ahead and say I'm taking the Colts to play against the Broncos in the AFC championship game. Andrew Luck's going to take them there, baby.
I almost did. I almost said Denver and Indy, but I still don't. I remember Indy and Kansas City when that amazing comeback playoff win for the Colts last year was a great game. I had mm-hmm. That was my favorite playoff game of the entire postseason. But the problem is they gave up all those points early, and they still have that same defense. And they've got is suspended for the first four games. And I don't know about Trent Richardson running the ball. I think they're going to be as good as last year, but I still don't think they've got enough to get past New England.
Hey, am I crazy in thinking Brandon LaFell is a sleeper this year?
He could be.
Dude's tall. He's tall. Could be. He's big and big hands.
Very well could be. So, but I like, and who are you taking to win that? Denver or?
Denver, yeah. Okay. I'm going to go straight down the line this year, just like everybody thinks, because that's what's obvious. And, I'm not going to try to go out. Because, there's always an idiot that says, I'm going to take Buffalo and the Bears. You watch. You're real smart, dude.
All right. Well, I like Denver to win that as well, as I said. Now, in the NFC, I actually don't like my pick because the only reason, I believe it's going to happen. What I don't like about it is that it's the season opener. Thursday night, Green Bay and Seattle, and those are the teams that are going to play in the NFC Championship game.
All right, well, I got one of them in there. I got Seattle in there, and I'm going to go with those Chicago Bears. I think Cutler's going to get off this year. He is going to get off and fly high.
Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears in the championship game to be meat for the Seattle Seahawks.
Bears.
You got a Super Bowl rematch.
Yep, I got Seattle a Super Bowl rematch with the opposite outcome.
All right, well, I've got Green Bay beating Seattle in the NFC championship game. Because it's so hard to repeat, and I know how good they can be. Mm-hmm. But they did take a hit on the defense. They did lose a couple of players. And I think, Marshawn Lynch, he's a big part of that team. But last year, he was not the same guy he was the year before that. And their backup running back's name is Christine. And that alone means you don't get to go back to the Super Bowl. So I got Green Bay over Seattle, Denver over New England, and I like the Broncos to win by 3. In the Super Bowl.
I am looking for Denver to beat Seattle. Peyton Manning gets his Super Bowl. Bronco fans can rejoice because their rent-a-team won one. And then all those players are going to retire and say, thanks a lot, Denver. By the way, this is some good pot.
I think they've got plenty of young guys. I don't think Manning's going anywhere unless he can't physically play the game. And, they got young receivers. Demaryius Thomas is an old. Julius Thomas. And they got the new Monty Ball. He's a second-year running back. Champ Bailey's gone now. They got rid of the old guys, man.
Bailey, I know that, but I'm talking about guys like, Peyton Manning. That's really all it's going to take.
And as long as he's healthy, you have to realize Peyton doesn't really get hit very much.
No, I know. I just think that he's getting put to the point where once he wins a Super Bowl, he's going to retire and go out on top. Because how many years is he going to go? This will be, 15, right? So he wins it this year. He's going to have to, he would have to think about it because if he gets back to it next year and gets the shit knocked out of him, then he's got to come back for 17 or 18 or 19.
Well, I don't know that necessarily winning a Super Bowl defines him as it defines the end of his career where he says, okay, I'm done. There's still a lot of records to be had. He's going to break some of Favre's records this year, most likely. And
I get it.
He threw 55 touchdowns last year?
Yeah, he did.
So what if he only throws 45? What if he only throws 35? He's still throwing more than 90% of the quarterbacks in the league, and they're still going to win most of their games.
I get it, but I'm telling you, I think that if he has the opportunity to go out on top, he'll take it. What do you think of when we talk about Jim Kelly? What do you think of when you talk about Jim Kelly? He's a Hall of Famer, but
he didn't win a ring. But Manning has a ring.
I know. And if he, but he, you remember Manning right now because he's still the guy that can't close the deal. He won a ring. He got one. But overall, he's the guy who can't close the deal. He got beaten a Super Bowl. He got that shit knocked out of him in the Super Bowl by freaking Care Bear. He got beat up in the Super Bowl by Rex Grossman. He got knocked out of the playoffs by Chad Pennington. I mean, the dude, his reputation is solid. He'll go in the Hall of Fame. But I think going out on top matters.
He beat Rex Grossman. That's the Super Bowl he won.
That was the one he won?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I'm backwards.
In the rain, remember?
That's right. That's right. The Dome team won in the rain against the Bears. But
Prince sang Purple Rain while it rained in the Super Bowl.
I think if he'd have won this year, he would have retired. If they'd have won this last one, he would have retired.
He said he fully expects to play at least another 4 or 5 seasons.
See, for Bronco fans, all that means is a lot more heartbreak, baby. A lot more losing at the end of the year.
Now, we both agree that he's going to win it this year.
Yeah, I got him down for it.
So. All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Welcome back to NFL football, man. Welcome to the season.
Can't wait. Season starts. We're ready to go. And we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
We've created unlimited data plans for your business, because one minute you're the receptionist.
Hello, how can I help?
The logistics manager.
Okay, lift at your end. That's it now, to me.
The new business consultant.
Will do. I'll pop over and give you a quote.
And you've still got to make the tea. Your business doesn't have limits, so why should your data allowance? New unlimited data plans from Vodafone Business. The future is exciting. Ready?
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.